could only see the update on the Fox News screen, because obviously we don't have it listening right now, but the audio going. But apparently President Obama has now ordered the Justice Department to review itself, which is just so reliable, wouldn't you say, after reporters have been investigated for the Associated Press, for Fox News, so on and so forth. And, you know, before I get to state politics and those issues with him, I'd love to welcome on Colorado Secretary of State Scott Gessler to the program, and first ask for your thoughts, Secretary Gessler, on this whole thing and this idea of the Justice Department investigating itself.
Well, I think I think pretty clearly the Department of Justice and the IRS have been compromised in their ability to be objective on any of this stuff. And I just think it's appropriate to have an independent review. People need to know what happened, and people need to know that someone is looking at that fairly.
Absolutely. I think it's something that, you know, you can't just trust this. So anyway, that's at the national level. Before we get to local politics as well, I just want to ask you, we've talked about this morning, I mentioned Liberty Day and the nonprofit that teaches kids about the Constitution. Are you ready to go into the lion's den of a fifth grade class later this morning?
I don't know about that. I'm trying to brace myself for the onslaught. I'm understanding that these fifth graders have been studying the Constitution, so they're going to be up on it. So I need to have my game on.
But, absolutely.
I think it's going to be great. I think it's great that kids, you know, I mean, are learning about our Constitution and the foundations of our country.
Absolutely. And just the other day we had Treasurer Walker Stapleton in a fifth grade class, and last week Attorney General John Southers. So we've been working on Governor Hickenlooper as well. So if we could get everybody, that would be great. So good luck and have a lot of fun later this morning when you're with those classes for libertyday.org. Want to get to politics, obviously, where yesterday the news broke, and we'll touch on this real quick with you, Secretary Gessler, that you did file paperwork to run for governor, although you haven't reached a final decision, obviously, in terms of making an official announcement. So two questions for you on this is, first, where are you in that decision-making process? Can you give us any idea about that? And then sort of, what are some thoughts that are going through your mind in terms of shifting from Secretary of State to governor as to why you might be making that consideration? What can you tell us?
Sure. Let me just clear up one thing. You know, the paperwork that I filed wasn't to run for governor. It was the intricacies of campaign finance law. Yeah, so you're sort of required to do this once people report that you're looking into it. So that was sort of a formality that I had to do. So right now where I am is, very seriously considering it. And, next week I plan on, sort of announcing and deciding exactly, making it clear exactly what's going to be going on. And, and when you look at the considerations, there's a lot, it's a big decision in my view, and there's a lot of considerations. First and foremost is, what's the impact that this is going to have on your family? Because I've got a wife and a 5-year-old girl and a daughter, and so that's important. The other thing is, what have I done at the Secretary of State's office, and what else is there left to do? Have we been able to accomplish a lot of what we've wanted? To a large extent, the answer there is yes. And then the third is, where are we going as a state? Because ultimately, that's really what this is about. It's not about, it's not about me or John Hickenlooper or anyone else. It's, where do we want to go as a state? And, like many people, I'm very dissatisfied with where we're headed. And I'm very dissatisfied because I think we're missing opportunities where Colorado can do a far better job. So, you weigh that, and whether or not the best way to try and address that is, staying as a Secretary of State candidate or throwing my hat into the governor's ring. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. On each of those things, real quick, I do want to say, I've met your wife, and I don't know what she sees in you, Mr. Secretary, but you're a lucky man. I can definitely tell you that, sir.
After what my wife has been through, I'm sure at some point she'll be nominated for sainthood.
Exactly right. And to the second thing, in regards to your service as Secretary of State, I want to commend you. I mean, you ran on a campaign with very specific goals and objectives, and you worked as hard as you could facing controversy that you didn't deserve And I think really didn't earn because you were doing the right thing, but the media has been throwing it at you, the Democrats and so forth, and you've stood strong to really stand on those convictions and to execute things that you have felt were necessary in that office. So I want to commend you on that and give you a chance to let some of the listeners know a couple of the things that you've done as Secretary of State over the last few years that have really worked to put more accountability when it comes to elections, but also the other things that the Secretary of State's office does.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. We do have a record of achievement at the Secretary of State's office. We ran a great election last cycle. I mean, the outcome wasn't what I wanted, but the process we did was great. We had more people vote, better turnout than ever before in the history of Colorado. Our military and our overseas turnout skyrocketed, which is good. We worked really hard to make sure it was easy for our military, our soldiers and sailors and air personnel to be able to vote. And we had fewer problems than ever before. We've got better voter integrity than ever before. And so I think everyone in our office, we can say we still have work to do, but we're better than we've done before, and we're on the right path. The thing that doesn't get as much attention with the Secretary of State's office is we're the gateway to business. So when someone starts a business or files a lien or stuff like that, they come to our office. And here's the thing. We've rolled out more services online. We're the most sophisticated, easiest-to-use Secretary of State's office in the country. I've actually lowered fees. We've had permanent fee reductions. We've had fee holidays. So we're actually doing more with less. The other day we finished the consolidation of a lot of our call centers. We now look at it as a service center. And we pick up the phone. When people call, we will pick up the phone and we answer questions, and our job is to help people do their business, get their job done, and not worry about government regulation. So we're actually demonstrating, I think, a different pathway than what a lot of people see. And our path, I think, is, making regulations user-friendly, helping people get their work done, good customer service, and not costing an arm and a leg to do it.
Absolutely. And the thing, though, is that I understood is that you were disenfranchising voters. So where did I go wrong there? I thought that was what you were doing.
That was really sort of a talking point from the critics. We heard all these complaints and everything, and I say, well, let's look at the numbers. Our turnout is third best in the nation, and it went up this last cycle where most people went down. Our military and overseas turnout just shot up through the roof compared to other states. Fewer problems than ever before, better integrity. Here's my view. When people believe and have confidence that someone at the Secretary of State's office is looking out for their elections, is looking to protect the integrity of the elections and make sure that our election is good, that's when people have more confidence in it. They say, look, I don't have to worry about cheating in this election. I know my vote's going to count. I know that that my vote is welcome, and I know that I've got someone in that office who's going to work hard to make sure this stuff goes off without a hitch. And that's what I've tried to do. And I think when people see that and they have more confidence, they're going to be a bit more likely to vote. And that's what turns people out to vote, is inspiring them that this stuff matters.
Absolutely. Now, if we move on to the third question, this dovetails in with that with regards to the governor and the lay of the land and so forth. Why then, in terms of having somebody reliable, in terms of having somebody trustworthy, why are you, in terms of the state of affairs in the state, why are you considering a possible run for governor, given the discussions about, well, we want to have somebody that's competent, that's reliable, that has been a strong leader on issues, particularly with elections, as you have been? Why consider the run for governor? Obviously dovetails with the third point, but also reflects on what you just said.
Well, I think if you sort of look at the context of the thing, Governor Hickenlooper, when he took office, and as recently as a year ago, he really sort of you projected himself as a moderate and someone who wanted to listen to all voices. And that encouraged me. And that encouraged me, to be frank. But what we've really seen over the past year, particularly this last legislative session, is we've seen one time after another within this legislature, a ruthless display of political power just shoving things through, making it harder for people to earn a living, removing people's liberties and freedoms, and just trampling on that stuff. And we've got a governor who really has been a partisan rubber stamp for a partisan legislature. And so I for one, think that we can do so much better, whether it's, attracting jobs and attracting businesses here in Colorado and making it easier for them to create jobs and build our economy, or, whether we're looking at, other systems, whether it's our education system or our health system. We can do so much better than we can, and we've just lost some real opportunities. And instead of moving Colorado forward as a state, what we're doing is what we've seen the other side do. It's really sort of work to seal in a very narrow ideological agenda. And our governor has been absolutely part and parcel of that. He is signing every bill that comes to his desk. He's providing no leadership at all. He's not a check and a balance on some of the worst left-wing, in my view, impulses that you see coming out of the legislature. So it's very frustrating to watch.
Now, speaking more specifically and excluding the, for example, same-day registration bill that was passed through the legislature and so forth, what are, say, three of the items that went through this past legislative session that particularly energize you and get you frustrated?
Well, it's hard to limit it to three.
I hear that.
I mean, it's really hard to limit it to three. But, you know, a couple are. For example, the level of liability that they've done to increase the dangers of operating a small business, making it harder for small businesses to operate and to work, that's not a good thing. And it's going to make it harder for people to earn a living and harder for people to create jobs. You know, I think the whole stuff about the Second Amendment and the restrictions on guns was a really bad thing. And look, I understand where people are coming from, and I understand that we've got to protect our children and our people. But even the Democrats who pushed this, many of them admitted that their laws and their restrictions on the Second Amendment aren't going to make any difference when it comes to crime. So that was very frustrating to watch. And then we see sort of mandates. For example, utility bills are going to be rising, particularly in rural Colorado, and that's just a job killer right there. So, our governor is now supporting a $1 billion tax increase.
Yes, on education.
Yeah, I mean,
for the kids. It's for the children, Secretary.
Yeah, I mean, it's I understand those desires, but at the same day, there's just so much we can be doing while living within our means to improve. Colorado needs to be, I think we need to strive to be the best, not just one of the best in the country, but one of the best in the world with our graduation rates and our achievement and excellence and being able to compete like that. And there's just not a lot of that going on, a lot of that focus. And so that's frustrating to watch as well.
Well, I couldn't agree more on all of those issues and points that you've raised. And the one thing that I can say, Tom Tancredo, Greg Brophy, I don't know much about Mr. Laffey up in Fort Collins, but I think we have a great crop of people that are at least considering to run for governor. And so that is very encouraging, and I like the people that are in there. And the thing that I can definitely say that would come as a big strength to you, whether you decide to stick with Secretary of State or shift to governor, is that you are a guy that says what he means and means what he says and then does it and is an action-oriented guy. So I want to let people know that regardless of what the outcome is and the decisions, that we can at least trust that you'll be reliable in that regard. And I want to give you just a quick question to ask, because just at the little after the bottom of the hour, Congressman Tom Tancredo will be on the show. And he, of course, announced yesterday morning that he's going to run. What do you think of our good buddy Tom Tancredo?
Well, I like and I respect Tom, and and I think it's good that we've got people interested in looking at running for governor and getting in. And I may support him, I may oppose him, I don't know, but he and I we've sat down and we've talked, and the bottom line is, I think regardless of what happens, I think both of us, whether I'm running for Secretary of State or governor, and he's definitely running for governor, obviously, I think both of us really want to focus on the issues that we have facing us, and I think it's important for us to say, look, this isn't about him, and it's not about me, and it's not about Governor Hickenlooper. What it's about is, where are we going to go as a state? And I think we have to keep our eyes on that debate and that concern and say, where are we going to go as a people here in the state of Colorado? And that's really what matters. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of times people get into the personalities of it and the give and take and the, you know, and who's up and who's down and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it's where are we going to go as a state?
Real
quick.
How are
we going to raise our kids and all
Secretary
that.
Of State Scott Gessler, before we let you go, where can people go to get more information to donate to what presently still is, ladies and gentlemen, is his race for Secretary of State? Will be reaching a decision next week, it sounds like. But where can people go to learn more and to donate?
So it's pretty easy. Gessler.com, ScottGessler.com. And then if you're more interested in sort of the workings of the Secretary of State's office and a lot of the policies and things we've done, you should go to the Secretary of State's official website. The easiest way to get there is just Google or Bing or whatever, you know, look up Colorado Secretary of State, and that'll take you to our website.
Wonderful.
The whole area, lots of information there, too.
Well, Secretary Gessler, I really appreciate your time and your openness with us this morning, and best of luck with whatever decision you decide and with those kids later this morning.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
We'll be right back on Kelly & Company.